from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's noon on Hump Day. We're halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here.
Enjoy it. I love this.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Randy's going to giggle.
But that's how I did, though.
We'll get back into some SEC Media Day's audio in 20 minutes as well. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. All that in an action-packed noon hour. You're not going to want to miss.
She got me with it because she sent me a Georgia Bulldog collar.
Yep. When we said we don't need anything.
Yeah, just when I said I don't need that, she sends me a damn Georgia Bulldog collar for the dog.
Gotta get it.
But it's prime, so it's only $13.
Okay.
$13.
What was it originally?
$22.
There you go.
41% off.
Do you think sometimes they just put a fake number next to the price to make you feel like you're getting a discount?
I definitely do.
Because I'll buy something just it's like, whoa, $8 off? Yeah. That's a steal.
I definitely do.
Anytime I go buy wine, I don't really know anything about wine. I mean, I know there's certain ones that I like. But if there's a wine and was $34 and I can buy it for 18, I feel like I'm getting over on somebody. Even though it might have just been 18 originally and they lied to me. And I wouldn't really know the difference between a $34 wine and $18.
They all do that. Yeah. That's the thing about it. They try to get over on you just like any other thing. I think I'd be saving money with my Kroger card. Boop. Because the Bush is from $27 to $22.
So you did save money.
But it's it's the same price at Walmart without a Kroger card.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know the other thing about Kroger cards is nine times out of 10, the cashier will just beep his own. Well,
the only reason I got it, because she didn't do it.
Oh, the one time?
Yes. She didn't do it. I was like, can I use? Well, I'm not supposed to do that, sir.
Really? Everybody else does.
Everybody else does. The one time. And so I was like, give me the thing.
That dude right there.
Yeah, because they want to steal your points.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, she can have my points.
Gas points. You don't get gas at Kroger? That's the whole reason.
I get gas at Costco.
Okay.
I just gas where the gas station
is. I use some Kroger points, man, for gas.
They just expanded the Costco in Smyrna, too, by the way. The gas station, they got three rows now. It was just two. It was always backed up. Now they got three rows.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, we're doing it.
You save enough money to warrant the membership?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? Definitely. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Just when you thought Smyrna couldn't get any cooler. We got a couple extra gas pumps at Costco. Now we're really doing it.
Y'all doing it big over Smyrna.
We got water filters.
Water filters, Costco
gas pumps, the Braves. We're doing it great.
When did they come? They come back this weekend, right, Bo? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, because I was curious. I was like, because I know he said he wanted to go to a game this weekend because he said Ronald Acuna's bobblehead is this weekend. But then he told me they're giving it away at the Stripers game.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I was asking if the game was here this weekend. But, yeah.
That's always the MVP one.
Huh?
I think this is the MVP one.
Yeah, he was telling me about it. Yeah, he was telling me about
it. Yeah, they're giving away like 2,000 at the Stripers. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's always such a bummer when the giveaway is a guy that's hurt, you know? It's like, oh, yeah, that guy. You know what I mean? He was the MVP last year.
Or when there's three Ronald Acuna bobbleheads this summer.
Yeah. Or sometimes the guy's been traded. Like, that happens with bad franchises. Or guys that kind of suck and aren't really doing anything anymore. Because, like, every team does bobbleheads.
Did they ever find the Mario Lemieux bobblehead that the guy stole the truck?
Oh, I don't know. He's probably selling them on Prime Day.
Remember when the guy stole the Mario Lemieux bobblehead truck? Did they ever find old boy?
No, they did. Yeah.
I think I did a follow-up on
that on the back page.
You know what? You sure did. They did find it. Okay, I was making sure because I'm like, you know, I hit a damn thief.
They found it in, like, where was it stolen from? It was stolen from
Pittsburgh.
And I think they found him in Canada.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Isn't Mario Lemieux Canadian?
He sure is. Okay. Sure is. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna command a high price up there. Some hot Mario Lemieux bobbleheads.
We were talking about smuggling animals and off the cuff earlier.
We were.
Yes.
Smuggling bobbleheads is probably a lot riskier.
No, I think smuggling a damn a kangaroo is probably more. Yes.
Probably harder. Because the bobblehead's not going to jump,
yes,
you know?
Yes, we were trying to figure out how to get a pet kangaroo. You can't get one. You can't have one here in Georgia, but there is a farm in Texas that we found that you can go. That I want to say, would you say breed?
I think they breed them. Yeah.
Yes, they breed kangaroos. Yeah. And you can go buy one for the lovely price of $9,500.
You can also just drive to South Carolina, where any person, any guy,
anybody,
any person can just have a kangaroo.
Yes, no permit, no
regulations, no nothing. Yeah. If you're just a resident of the Palmetto State,
yes,
then you can have a kangaroo in your backyard,
which does not seem right. Does not seem right.
All right, so Patrick Mahomes is going to have another kid.
Yes,
congratulations to him.
Yes,
third baby. That'll be one for every Super Bowl. Now he's Patrick Mahomes II.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
We're not sure. No.
But if it's a boy, is there pressure to make it the third?
Obviously.
Is there?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're a junior, I don't know. I feel like you're a junior, you kind of do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But if
you're the third, like I think Knox Bardeen is the third or the fourth or something like that. So you know what his son's name is? Knox Bardeen.
Yeah,
because you have to. Like, once you get to three, it almost feels like you're spitting in the face of your ancestors.
Well, Knox is from the line of, you know, wealthy Bardeens.
Oh yeah, he's from a long line of Bardeens of wealth. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Everybody
about
knows Knox is rich.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Knox comes from a long line of Bardeens.
Yeah, you don't just have that many dry fit polos if you're not a wealthy individual. Okay. Those dry fit polos don't come cheap,
Knox
Andy.
But Knox don't went away from that. Ever since Knox shaved his head, Knox is more tee in shorts, man. I'm feeling this new Knox.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's also hard to say because we see Knox about once a month.
But yeah, I'm feeling Knox. I'm feeling Knox with the.
I miss Knox. But I understand he's the third. You got to name him the fourth. If you're the second, I feel like the ball's in your court. Like, for instance, my dad's middle name was his dad's first name. So my dad's middle name is Arnold. That was my grandpa's name. My middle name is Steven. That's my dad's first name.
Right.
So it was kind of like, should Jack's middle name be my name to sort of continue the trend? And I said, to hell with that. We're going to name him after a mountain.
So he would have been Andrew?
No, would have been Jack Andrew Bunker.
Jack Andrew Bunker.
Yeah. Which would have been fine. Nothing,
but
you know.
I like Rainier better.
Yeah, Jack Rainier Bunker's way better. Just
I like Rainier.
Interesting name. But yeah, I didn't feel any pressure. I was like, do what I want.
Yeah, no,
I created him.
I like Rainier better.
Me too.
But we were talking about you need more space. Your dad has nothing to do. Tell your dad to put another wing on the house.
That's what my dad retired from.
Yeah, I know, but
he did it for 40 years.
Tell your dad to put.
He also did literally help us build that closet. That closet is there because he did it.
I know.
I think my dad's done hanging drywall and framing up additions and stuff like that.
Tell him it's for the babies. tell a grandfather that his grandbabies need a wing. I bet he go build it.
We need an extra 1,000 square feet.
I bet he build it.
You knock that out for me?
I bet he build it.
Actually, here's what my dad said when we talked to him about that. He said, your foundation won't support it. That's what he said. We got a crap foundation. We need, what's the foundation people? We need them to come out there. Georgia, what are they called? You guys know what it is. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
They sponsor some stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody knows.
Yeah, let's go to the NFL because we
both lost. But they will get there. Yeah. That's windows and doors. But let's do an NFL no huddle.
Let's go, man, because we don't know who they
are. NFL no huddle every single day. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. ESOG now. Oh, that's who I need.
Okay.
There it is. Found it. Caleb Williams got his contract. We talked about him and Roma Dunze a day ago at this time. Neither of them had deals done. Well, they got them done.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good job, Chicago.
Yeah, I think it was just more or less like, and that's what they were saying, just the structure of the signing book. Because he was going to get the contract, the years. He was going to get the years. He was going to get the total. He was going to get the signing bonus. It was just how the signing bonus was paid out. So they got that done. And now he can show up on time and go out there and play, because he's in a unique position for a number one overall pick quarterback, is that it wasn't his team's number one pick.
The team's not supposed to suck.
Yes, exactly. So he's in a unique situation. The Bears defense, a lot of people don't know, was like one of the top in that back half once they got Montez Sweat and everybody. So they got that. You went and got – yeah, you got a, in my opinion, a number one and more. I think he's a number one receiver. Yeah. You got to get Roma Dunze, who I absolutely love.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, you got a tight end in Cole Kmet, who is very, very reliable. And then you got Keenan Allen, who just knows how to get open.
Yeah. I mean, you got.
And then DeAndre Swift in the background.
You got. I do have to wonder, like, if you're Justin Fields, like, there's a little party that's like, all right, now?
Yeah.
Now we're doing this?
Yeah.
You're going to make sure the guy's got all the stuff he needs now? But, yeah, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, who's a top 10 pick and basically gets to be the third option and work his way into it as a rookie. And I don't know. Who knows? By the end of the year, he might be the number one option as good as he is. But there's less pressure on him than other top 10 wide receiver picks. Yeah, man, that's a great situation for Caleb Williams. It's also it's a big year for them and the coaching staff and all that kind of stuff. But, like, yeah, man, that's the last thing they wanted was coming into training camp with any sort of nonsense about not getting that deal done. So good for them for doing it. Brandon Ayuk, we found out yesterday, is demanding a trade. You think they'll trade him?
No. I don't think they will. I think that, you know, I was looking at, they had Spotrac, his, like, whatever it was. It was, like, 4-year extension, $104 million, about 26 years. Put him, like, in the eighth threshold, eighth highest pay. That's where I look at him at, though. I don't look at him as a Justin Jefferson, as a Jamar Chase, and all those dudes. But I do look at him as a good player. And then you go back to ask yourself, if he was those guys, as far as the reliability on the passing game, would he have those kind of numbers? Like a CD Lamb and all those things. I think maybe, but because of where he plays at and everything, I don't know.
I know. That's hard part of it, is like, would those guys be putting up those numbers in that offense either? Right. I don't know.
I ain't mad at him what he wants.
No, of course not. No. But I don't disagree with them for not wanting to give him top tier money either, because I don't view him as one of those guys. I think he's really, really good.
Yes.
But it's also one of those things where a lot of receivers in the Kyle Shanahan offense have had success because they're in the Kyle Shanahan offense. So, you know, I don't know. It feels like a stare down. This feels like a camp holdout.
Yeah. No, I think he's going to show up.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he shows up.
Just so he doesn't get fined?
Mm-hmm.
Hold in. He's not going to train or anything.
That's a new thing. Hold in.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
But it's basically the same thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I expect CeeDee Lamb to show up. But I expect CeeDee Lamb to hold in.
Right.
Yeah.
So then what? You just kind of go to the other field like Jimmy G did?
Yeah. Or like, you remember T.J. Watt? T.J. Watt? T.J. Watt did like the warm-up and sat down.
You stretch in and then I'm over here.
Yep.
Sucks. What a weird thing.
Yep.
Devontae Adams' agent said he's not getting
traded. No, he ain't going nowhere. As much stuff as A-Ron is talking – If it goes bad, and I got to finish watching this damn receiver show, but yeah, I mean,
what goes bad?
Like, if the quarterback thing, because in the receiver show, he was basically saying, yeah, I signed off on Jimmy G being bench. I love him and everything, but I signed off on it. If this don't work out, yeah, he's going to be wanting to go.
Yeah.
Like, you could talk about loyalty and all that other stuff. He built a house in Vegas. That house still will be there. You can still live in Vegas, but win somewhere else.
Yeah, or sell it.
Yeah.
Probably make a nice little profit.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a seller's market, Andy. Don't let nobody tell you it ain't.
Isn't it always? No?
It always is. If you want to sell your damn house, somebody buy it.
Yeah, somebody buy it.
Your dad just sold his house, didn't he?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice profit.
And I'm just talking about nice profit. It went fast. I remember, like.
Yeah, they sold their house in like a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then they bought a house in Marietta in like another week.
There you go.
And now they live closer to us. More good news for Cobb County.
Have they moved in?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
They haven't even moved out of their old house yet.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. Means we can go up there and use the pool while the weather's hot. We might try to do that tomorrow. They changed the pool over, by the way, from chlorine to salt. Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Less harsh on the eyes. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into some SEC Media Days conversation. Got a little Kirby Smart audio for you. Kalen DeBoer met with the media today for the first time. Well, not actually, but at SEC Media Days for the first time as the head coach of Alabama. We'll get into what everybody was talking about at SEC Media Days. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
What's that pick number one?
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shabby!
You think Shaggy's ever going to have one more?
Do you think Shaggy's going to get another?
One more hit.
Hell no.
You don't think so?
When did the last time Shaggy done anything?
We had this one, and then there was a gap, and then there was It Wasn't Me.
Oh, that's right. That's
Remember
right.
That?
That's right.
Now, this gap's been longer, but I don't know. Don't count him out.
Don't count out Shaggy.
There might be one more bullet in the barrel. I don't know.
No, don't.
It would be awesome if it did. I was like, he had this song. It was like, oh, yeah, Mr. Boombastic. That's cool. And then he went away for a long time. And then... It wasn't me. He's just lying about cheating on people.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Now I see you right there. Wasn't me. And then now he's kind of touring on these songs.
Who's the dude that you want to see one more banger from? Don't say Outkast.
Oh.
Don't say Outkast.
I was going to say Outkast.
Yeah, I knew you were.
Banger. Like, man.
What's Cube got left?
Ice Cube?
I don't know.
He's focused on the basketball.
Yeah, he does the whole basketball thing.
Yeah.
Who do you want? I don't know. I don't have a good answer off the top of my head.
I want T.I. to come out with another banger, man.
Okay.
Yeah, just top to bottom banger. Like I'm serious.
Like a whole album.
Like I'm serious.
I'm just asking for one song from Shaggy. He could just do the chorus. Like he doesn't even have to do the main part. He could just be the feature.
What's the next song going to be about though? Divorce?
Yeah, it actually was me.
Yeah.
It turns out
cuz the first one's about being a lover.
Yeah.
It's about cheating on somebody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Johnny Gill come out with another hit.
Is he still out there?
I don't know.
I saw Johnny Gill perform the national anthem at a AAA baseball game one time.
Well, I mean, hey.
He killed it.
You still got
a hell of a lot better than what's her name.
As long as he keep you, the biggest thing, keep your voice out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You got to
keep your voice
exactly.
out there.
You can't. Yeah. You go way too long, people forget about you.
We're going to see, where are we going? Oh, no, he's not even in the group. Never mind. It's only three boys in, right?
Yes, there's only three boys.
Yeah, there's only three of them now. Yeah, because we're going next month, I think, to go see him.
That'd be cool if they came out with one more great song.
Yeah, they can come out with another one.
I mean, one more, like I'll Make Love to You,
like something like
On Bended Knee or something.
I'll Make Love to You again.
It's been 25 years.
Yeah, I'll Make Love to You.
I'm ready for round two.
I'll Make Love to You again.
Call it round two.
Hell yeah. All right, there we go. Boys and men, I'll Make Love to You again.
Yeah, I would love that. Or anybody from that era of R&B music. Because we were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. Like, somebody make just a banger, like, chart-topping, great baby-making R&B song.
Oh, Dro and Tip, they're doing the album together. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so there it is.
That's not the same thing,
That's not the same thing.
Because they've been making albums.
I'm talking about, like, I'm serious.
Yeah, like, no offense. I listen to all of them. All these guys come out, like, Jeezy had a new album last year.
Yeah.
It was great. But it wasn't.
It wasn't trap.
You know.
But you're evolving. Like, if you can't
it's also hard to be that when you're 45.
Exactly. If you're building condos, you can't be talking about you living in trap.
Yeah, you're not trapping. You know what I'm saying? You're not trapping, dying.
You ain't trapping living in. And I understand that about T.I.
But that's what's interesting about Killer Mike, though, is he came out with that album last year, and that was, to me, that was as good as anything he had ever done before.
He was awesome.
That Michael is a great album.
Awesome. I'm trying to think, like, Cypress Hill, maybe? Cypress Hill come out with
What are they up to?
I don't know.
Bone Thugs?
I know M got. I know M in the lab.
And people haven't listened to it yet, but people have said it's really good.
They say M cutting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there, but not Shaggy.
It is.
I'm saying all these names not to say Shaggy.
Shaggy's probably not
going to
do it.
I don't need Shaggy. I mean, I would rather Shabba Ranks come out with something other than Shaggy. And I like Shabba way more than I like than Shaggy. Ranks was that dude. Shabba Ranks was the king, him and Patra, the king of BT Uncut. The king and queen, dog. Because Patrick used to do that wine thing, and then Shabba had all the baddies with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoo, boy. Couldn't wait for that. Then as soon as that would go off, the Christian channel would come on. Yeah.
Maybe Queen Latifah's got one more, you know? Get back in the studio. It's been
Missy
a long
Elliott,
time.
Maybe?
That could be.
Missy and Timberland hook back up?
I wouldn't put anything past Timberland.
Right.
You get Timberland involved. Because that's the thing for me is, like, him, Pharrell, couple other guys, if they are responsible, if they're involved in it, it's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the amount, like Missy Elliott's great anyway. She did a lot of her own stuff without Timberland and all that. But like they made people famous that had mild talent.
Yes.
Like they put people on the map. They're like, that guy's amazing. Have you heard that album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Timberland made it.
Yeah.
Timberland's amazing. Yeah. Pharrell's amazing. Pharrell did that. And then they kind of make more albums later, and it's like, okay, maybe they're only not that great.
Something like that, man. One of them, like, but yeah, Queen Latifah. Yeah, I like that one, dog. Yeah. Queen Latifah, but, or maybe LL?
He was just here.
I know. They say he was here, man.
He was just in the building.
They say he was here the other day. You know what I'm saying?
Licking his lips and saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know what you're saying.
Yes,
I know what you're saying.
Yes, we got you.
I know what you're saying. All right.
Wu-Tang, maybe. If they can all get together one time. But they just had a residency out in Vegas.
Did they?
Yeah.
That would be great. The hard part is like all the stuff they're talking about back then, you could talk about back then because you're young and you're in it and you're doing all that stuff. You're lying to me now. You're a millionaire and you're 50. Like, you're not doing any of that stuff, man. All right, let's hear from Kirby. Speaking about getting money, making fun of Dan Lanning.
I've had the great pleasure of meeting Phil Knight and his wonderful wife, Penny, and I wish I could get some of that NIL money that he's sharing with Dan Lanning, but that's another note.
Like, he is, like, Dan, and how old is Phil's, like, 90-something?
Not quite. I think he's 86.
Okay, yeah, I mean,
I'll check.
But we know how much he loves that damn organization.
86.
86. He loves
not counting.
That school. We know that. We understand that and everything like that, and he is going to do what he has to do.
I don't know that any individual person, and I could be wrong about this and someone can correct me. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm not that well versed in the money men for every university.
Right.
Because every time you say something about a university, they're like, nah, man, they got a guy that went to that school that invented this.
Yeah.
Crisco.
What school does Steve Ballmer go to?
Where
did he go to college? Or he one of them dudes that came up, this smart as hell, invested
probably Harvard or Stanford or something like that. But I'm not sure.
They don't need his money.
But like Washington has some money from the Allen family and the Gates family and stuff like that. But like, I don't know that there's any person that's done more individually to take a program that would, like the Oregon football program was never anything. It wasn't good. And has put it on the map over the last 30 years of being one of the premier programs in the country. I don't think any non-football player or coach has done more to make a program relevant than Phil Knight has done for Oregon.
He's put his money where's my
flat out.
Flat out. Yeah. And they have done everything except for win him a national championship.
Pretty much.
Yes. They won divisions. They've won Rose Bowls.
They've been in the finals twice.
They were in the championship game, you know, and Yeah, they lost to Ohio State, right?
And Cam Newton.
That's right. Okay.
They lost to Auburn in 09, I think it was, whatever the Cam Newton year was. And then they lost to Zeke in Ohio State.
But you want to talk about a man putting it down. And I'm sure there are plenty of other ones that we always talk about, the Arkansas, you know, with the chicken folks.
Sure.
Jerry,
and the Walmart people.
And what's up?
And Auburn's,
and Walmart,
Auburn's got the Apple
money
guy
and things like that. Yeah, but he's trying to get it done. I think Dan Lanning, I know Dan Lanning is a hell of a football coach, and he's a hell of a recruiter, and that's how you win everything like that. And so can he get those guys? Because we were talking, like, where are they, talking about Oregon, the pecking order of the Big Ten?
I think they're the second best team in the Big Ten.
Behind Ohio State?
Yeah.
Okay.
As it's looking at the roster on paper,
right?
What they're bringing back and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't – we'll see with Dylan Gabriel. He's been a couple of different places, and he's been good, but I'm not like a big believer. But also, Bo Nix went there and was a Heisman finalist.
Right.
So I think Dylan Gabriel's at least equal to Bo Nix, and Bo Nix put up crazy numbers at Oregon, so maybe the offense can do that for him. But yeah, I think they're probably there. They're probably a playoff team. They got a ton of talent on that roster. They got some good transfers. They even got some Washington guys to transfer there, because Washington roster just
are they dead to you?
Fled. No, they're not.
Okay.
They're not dead to me.
Okay.
They're not dead.
Again,
to me.
Selective sports hate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all selective. But here's a question I have related to sports hate. And maybe it's more branding or phrasing than anything. But like, Phil Knight's doing everything that he possibly can to get a national championship before he dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 86. He's already put a ton of money into the Oregon football program to try to do so, but he's putting even more in now. Unlimited resources is what we all read in the reports, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope he doesn't do that. I hope he doesn't get it. I hope he doesn't win a national championship.
Because of that?
No, I hope Oregon doesn't win a national championship.
Right.
Right. But so is it fair to say that I hope Phil Knight dies unhappy?
Yes.
It is?
Well,
because that's what I hope.
But the thing about it is, he's going to be.
I hope that he. Well,
he's going to be happy dead,
but unfulfilled.
No,
because he said the quote from him was, he would feel unfulfilled if Oregon never won a national championship in his lifetime.
Okay, but
so
Phil,
I hope.
But hold on,
that
Phil.
He dies.
Hold on, Phil.
Unfulfilled.
But see, don't ever say that.
I know.
Unfulfilled, because you don't have actual control of it.
Oh, I thought you were saying to me. Never
no,
say
to
that.
Mind him. Unfulfilled.
But I could probably never say that.
Yeah, either. Unfulfilled. I mean. Like, I'd be unfulfilled if I never had a woman or something. Because I can control. Like, I got
I know, but
game.
He's done all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything you can do, he's done.
But he's done it physically.
Except to see the team that he loves.
He's done it physically.
Right, he's actually
he's
done it.
He's never, he was never going to play football.
Nope, certainly not going to play
unfulfilled.
Now. Certainly not going to do it.
The hell out of
I know, isn't that
man.
Funny?
Hell
unfulfilled.
Out of here, Phil, with your old ass.
I know, I hope that
he's. That irritated me. Unfulfilled.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't happen for him.
Whatever. I'm on the anti-field night. To it now.
Great.
I feel unfulfilled.
Yeah.
You can't control. All you can control is the loot.
Right. Which, again, but he's done that, and he's built it into this thing that's it's a big thing. Like, it's a, I won't say powerhouse because they've never won a national championship,
right.
But like, they're among the best programs in the country year in, year out.
They are.
But he's unhappy with that.
I'm unfulfilled.
He hasn't built it enough.
I'm unfulfilled. Oh, T-Boone Pickens. Yeah, T-Boone does a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate that scat,
they got all these. Every program has a guy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is what I'm.
But I don't know that anyone's done more than him, because Oregon's a better program than Oklahoma State.
If you want to talk about, are we talking about success wise, or are you talking about just actual doing for the year? Because T-Bone done a whole lot. T-Bone got a stadium. And like buildings and all kind of crap down there in Oklahoma State.
You don't think everything's named after Phil Knight?
Yes,
Eugene?
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying it could be equal, maybe.
Nah, because Phil's done more.
Phil's done
Their
more.
Their team's better.
Phil's done more. Has he done more because of the winning on the field? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the goal.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
But I mean, T-Bone has done a whole lot down there.
Yes.
But
and again, there's other people at other schools that have done.
No, I'm just playing about Phil Knight. But I don't. I don't like the. I'm unfulfilled.
I'm not.
Like,
I hope.
What is that conversation with him and Dan Lanning? Do you think his old ass sit down with Dan? Dan, I'm not feeling it.
Dan, we got to do it, Dan.
Dan, we got to do something, Dan.
Dan, I got a sore throat, man.
Yeah, man.
This might be the one.
Come on, man.
Because that's the thing. I mean, it could be a bad cold at 86.
Yeah.
You never know. It might take you out.
Yeah, dog. But that's just, come on, man.
Dan, I can't. I'm not going to survive another pandemic, Dan.
Dan.
You better win it this year, buddy.
Hey, do you think he actually does that? I bet he does.
What?
Like, hey, Dan. Let me tell you something.
I bet he has injected.
Do you know that $100 million that you needed?
Himself with everything you could possibly do to try to stay young.
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude. He got all kind of car. I'm about to say the wrong word. I'm glad I didn't.
He got all stem cells.
Paint thinner.
Yeah. Ivor whatever's.
I mean, he got everything. Got
baby blood. Placebos.
Yes.
It's all in there.
He's probably eating like monkey feet.
He's Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he eats for lunch every day.
Yeah, monkey feet.
And placenta milkshakes.
I heard they keep you young.
Yeah. And I hope he dies sad. That's what I hope. Sports hate, though. Not really. You know what I mean? But really, though. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, yeah, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back.
Ooh-wee!
I like another album from...
Well, I mean,
this guy.
Mystery guy keep his mouth on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Maybe it's like an apology album.
Sorry I bit you.
Yeah, among other things.
Other things. Yeah, man. Yeah, but
sorry about that.
Like,
I learned my lesson.
Would we, like could
my bad.
No, because they would have to put him on the album. Never mind. I was like, could like Master P to make a comeback?
Again, Pharrell right there.
But he had to put Silk on it. Silk the Shocker.
You don't have to.
Yeah, dude, who? I mean, you can put Nia X on there.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. We know C Murder. C Murder never be on there again.
I think you could just, you know, like we've all learned and grown, yeah. Right? We know what's what.
Yeah.
You listen back to it. You don't have to lie about it. It wasn't good. Some was, some wasn't. You don't have to put Silk on there.
I agree.
We all know what it was.
Yeah. So I mean,
is that his cousin or something? It's got to be
Silk.
Yeah, it's got to be a relative.
I thought it was a brother.
Is it brother? Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, but so, I mean,
sorry,
nephew
man.
Or something. I can't remember.
We're making a new one, and you're not.
Yeah,
on.
Could you
come to the parties.
Don't like that's still when it come up. Don't you know? I got C Murder. Well, we know C Murder's not gonna be there. But I mean, I think that you know, P can make a comeback.
Might.
Can Snoop Dogg make another like elevator groove?
That sounds realistic, yeah. Actually. Like if we're talking about artists that could, like we're old school artists, that could make an album that would live up to what their peak was.
Yes, like a Miami vibe.
He could.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
He could.
Yeah,
because he's he's in so many different things now, but he's so affiliated with. There's your guy.
I mean,
they got him,
and that they got him.
I saw it with my own two eyes that time. That is a white guy. Yeah. In a Team USA jersey and a shooting sleeve on the bench.
Yeah, but then the one time I thought I was going crazy, they actually got a whole steel shot of him.
Yeah, that was right. He was right there.
Yes.
He might get in this game, although they're losing.
They're losing right now.
U.S. is losing to Serbia right
Serbia
now.
Ain't playing around
by Jokic.
Serbia ain't playing around with
him. They're going to have a serious conversation about whether or not Joel Embiid needs to really be doing this.
Yes, because Joel Embiid
can't run
right now.
He's can't play.
Yeah, he is very, very sluggish and...
And just turned it over. Oh, no, actually, that was a great catch by Drew.
Because the thing about it was, I was chilling. Mm-hmm. Chilling probably somewhere on a private beach with his lady and the baby. And he's like, okay, babe, I got to go to trials.
Got to go to the Olympics
now.
Got to
the Olympics. Yeah.
It really is funny. Like, if you could compare the preparation for the guys on the basketball team, not all of them, because LeBron and some of these guys have been in the gym working like maniacs. But, like, if you take the guys that didn't, like, Joel Embiid and
Anthony Davis
and Kawhi, clearly, because they sent them home. Like, and compare that to what the sprinters are doing right now to be in perfect peak condition for that one day for 10 seconds.
They play their way in shape. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna play my way into it for the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm not going because I'm not playing my normal minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I can go out there. I get 12 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I could do that.
What I was gonna say about Snoop was he's so involved in the weed game now, and it's legal. Like Willie Nelson was making big time country albums until he was very old.
Mm-hmm.
Like Snoop just make some weed stuff, you know. Be the Black Willie.
Yeah, I mean,
they're buddies.
I know. And Snoop will say Uncle Willie put him up under the table one day.
Doubt it.
Yeah, because
Willie's been smoking since Snoop was not even born.
I know. Willie was before his time.
Yeah. Willie got in a lot of trouble because he didn't used to be able to smoke. It was like 1962, and Willie's getting arrested on the side of the road because, you know, they don't really like weed that much back then.
Hippie ass Will, huh? I like Willie.
Me too.
I like
him. Me too. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Joel not getting back on defense again.
Who is this dude right here that's cutting him up? This dude here been balling.
Young Serbian guy?
Yeah. He's been balling.
Is that Pokachevsky? Sounded real, huh?
I would have believed you.
All right. Backpage brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers, celebrating Christmas in July, having 12 days of amazing deals on everything in our stores. Check us out at SalomonBrothers.com. Christmas in July. Hey, Bo.
Fun stuff from the All-Star game last night. I'm going to start out with our four All-Stars. They were all asked whose autograph you would seek if you had the chance at the All-Star game. You're going to hear from Chris Sale first, and then Max Fried is going to be at the end with a touching tribute to one of his teammates.
I'm going to ask somebody for an autograph on the National League side. Probably Ohtani, just because he's the unicorn. You don't see that ever.
Yeah.
Really. I heard Freddie call him the unicorn when he was getting on the bus today. I was like, yes, he is.
Oh, sure. Sure, Ohtani. For sure.
That's Marcel. Ohtani.
I think it would be Chris Sale. He's got eight All-Stars. He's started three
in,
to be able to go out there and do what he's done for the length of time that he's been able to do at such a high level. It puts into perspective on how hard to do this one time, and the fact that he's been able to do it eight is pretty special.
There you go, Max Fried. He wants Chris Sale's autograph.
I bet he could get
well deserved.
I bet he could get it. Yeah, I bet he can get that.
I'm trying to think, like, because Shohei's the answer.
Yes.
Shohei's the answer if you look at this lineup.
Yes.
And David Ortiz was there last night doing the in-dugout interviews and stuff. I'd like a Poppy autograph.
Did you see I guess his son was drafted by the Red Sox?
Oh, really?
He was.
Ortiz, yeah, someone's by the Red Sox.
Oh, that's really cool. God, that's awesome. How much fun is that? Or maybe Kirby Yates. I get Kirby Yates' autograph.
Why?
Two-time All-Star. Hero.
Anti-Jesse.
I have Marcelo Zuna's autograph.
Yeah, you were trying to give it away.
Yeah.
You still trying to give it away?
Well, no, we'd play catch with it now.
Oh, okay.
But that was one of the – when we were doing the Coca-Cola Fantasy League, which is funny that comes up because we just got asked to do it again. Thank you. We will. Happily, Bo and I will do the Coke Fantasy League. We'll tell you how you could be a part of our team over the next month. But they always have different giveaways from different teams. And they had a bunch of Marcelo Zuna balls. And that was like 3 days after he got busted for DUI.
Yes, it was.
So they were like, we're not going to give any of these away. Do you guys want them? I was like, I'll take it. That's great.
I'm a Zuna from the Braves.
I'd love to have that. It's fun to play catch with a real Major League Baseball.
Who you playing catch? Even one with writing on it.
My brothers are in town.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like,
Jack likes to play catch these days.
Yeah, you really throwing a hard ball at the baby.
Yeah.
You got to learn.
Toughen up.
Got to learn.
Toughen up, bro.
Playing catch is a lot of fun.
Gotta learn.
Really is.
So speaking of Shohei, I think probably my most favorite moment of the entire All-Star game last night, they had Aaron Judge and Juan Soto mic'd up in the outfield. Aaron Judge is talking about how Shohei is rehabbing from Tommy John surgery while hitting .316 with 30 home runs. Shohei comes up to the plate at that point and says to Aaron Judge, "Watashi no biro amotit."
Man, it's incredible. You know, what he does year in and year out, and then you think about this year where he's recovering from Tommy John surgery, and he's hitting .316, 30 homers. It's just incredible.
It's a spot right back to right field. Soto doesn't even move. Ohtani has homered in the All-Star game.
Pretty awesome moment as Shohei on command hits a home run.
The funny thing,
Watashi no biro amotit means hold my beer in Japanese.
Well done.
How long did it take you to do that?
Only about 10 minutes. So nobody gets offended out there if I completely butchered that saying.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, you tried. I like the fact you tried. No, that was 10 minutes well spent. First Dodger to hit a home run in the All-Star game since Mike Piazza, 96.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
A long damn time
ago. And it was the first time a rookie started the game since Nomo the year before that.
Yeah, I remember.
In 95 when Nomo started. Paul Skeens last night started. So some old school 90s baseball history, sort of.
On to SEC Media Day. So somebody caught up with Brian Kelly, LSU head coach, last night and asked him, what do you want to do at Tiger Stadium this year?
Scoring a load of touchdowns.
That's right. I mean, they got the quarterback.
Yep. They do.
They got the quarterback.
You like Nussmeier?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah. I do. I think he's not. Well, obviously, there's not too many people to say that after Jaden, but I mean, the dude is he's sneaky athletic, man. But he's accurate as hell.
He's got a cannon,
and he can pipe it.
Yeah,
he can pipe. And now my thing is, and it's hard to say who's going to replace who at LSU because LSU, if they ain't got a problem getting corners. and they ain't got no problems getting receivers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll be fine in that department.
And quarterbacks.
And they
lately.
Got Mason. They got Mason, who's, is Mason? Mason, yeah. Mason's tight end, so yeah.
Yeah, they always have dudes on the defensive line. Yeah, I mean.
They got the best offensive tackle in ball, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they, I mean, they can
figure out a way to unleash Harold Perkins.
And that was going to be the question right there. Let him go.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Should not be a problem.
Because that guy's a monster. Just, yeah.
Let him go out there and
let him get to the quarterback.
Run after a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes.
One more from SEC Media Days. Kirby Smart was asked how his wife, Mary Beth, has been spending her time while he's out of town chasing down football rings.
So she is a huge Taylor Swift fan and took my twins there and said, if you're going to go all around the world playing baseball, I'm going to go to Amsterdam and enjoy Taylor Swift, which she's a big fan of.
Now, I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift did a lot of tour dates in the continental United States. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to go to Amsterdam and see Swift.
That's just paid.
Boss move.
That's just money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Highest paid coach in college football, man.
I mean, yeah, baby. Hey, baby, because remember last year he didn't take it to France.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't take it to France last year because he the baseball tournament in Mississippi.
Right.
But he went
recruiting. That was their France.
Yeah, that was their France. Yeah. Hell no.
He was like, yeah, no, we were in, we were in Biloxi, Mississippi or something like that. We were supposed to be in Paris. You go to Amsterdam, take the girls. You see Taylor Swift. Sounds like an awesome time.
Sounds like a blast.
Taylor Swift fans.
Great way
sounds
to kill
like
some time.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
On to NBA Summer League. So Bronny James is out there hustling. Bronny James just won the NBA Summer League Call of Duty tournament because that's exactly what he needs to be focused on right now and won himself $10,000. Congratulations. He beat Grant Williams in the finals.
Okay. I was going to say, what positive? Because he's not been playing
playing great at all. From the looks of it, he hadn't even been trying.
Well, he's been trying, I don't think he's – yeah, he's working his way into it.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown was there last night with his lady and Angel Reese.
Yeah, they were walking – like, I and I'm not saying nothing is nothing, but I asked my wife, all right, because his lady and Angel Reese grabbed each other's hands and walked off the court together. Mm-hmm. I asked my wife, I said, do you hold any of your girlfriend's, your friend's hands like that? And she was like, no, we don't do that. So maybe it's just a youth thing. I don't know. But I was like, damn, Jaylen, you winning, huh?
That's what I thought. I was like, exactly.
Like, damn, Jaylen, you winning, huh?
Yeah.
Ursher also
you see Sam Cassell sneaking hugs?
Sam Cassell think he's slick.
Old-ass Uncle Sam.
Old, and that's what it was. There was that old-ass – no, because that ain't your real uncle. That's your play uncle.
Yeah.
Old-ass, like your daddy friend, all of years.
That wants to hug your girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Sam
Cassell –
you don't
get your damn hands off my woman?
You're not sneaky, Sam.
Yeah, don't be doing all that. Sam was hugging the hell. Sam, I don't think they're that close either.
It seemed like it.
Sam
are they related? It seemed like they're related.
Sam was hugging the hell out of Angel Reese yesterday. You gonna get your dirty old ass on me?
He did. He looked like a dirty old man.
Dirty old man.
He was hugging her like a dirty old man
smiling,
at the cookout.
Smiling and hugging her. Like, yeah. How you doing, sugar? Yeah. How you doing, sugar? Still out of here, Sam. You ain't slick.
You know, Sam Cassell's one of the weird guys that, like, he's a weird-looking guy.
Yes.
But looks, like, less weird in bad shape. You know, like, when he was in the NBA and he was all NBA skinny, he looked more like E.T.
Yeah.
Now he just kind of looks like normal weird.
I mean, but Sam's the point guard on the all-ugly team now, right?
He is the point guard on
the
all-ugly team.
He's the point guard on the all-ugly team.
He is.
Yeah. Anchored by Tyrone Hill.
Tyrone Hill's, he's a power forward. Who we got? Popeye Jones on the wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember Calvin Booth?
No.
Okay, look him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no,
Reggie Evans.
Don't be talking about Reggie.
Yeah, he'll goose you.
Yeah, don't be talking about Reggie.
He'll sneak your. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Hey, at 1:20, we're gonna do it. People have been wanting us to do it for years. We haven't done it since COVID.
What?
It's coming up at 1:20.
Hey, where am I?
We're going home.
Oh.
We're broadcasting now. We got a pack of football cards. We're going to open them up. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9.
Ooh-wee!
I like another album from.
Well, I mean.
From this guy.
Mr. Guy keep his mouth on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Maybe it's like an apology album.
Sorry I bit you.
Yeah, among other things.
Like,
I learned my lesson.
Would we, like could
my bad.
No, because they would have to put him on the album. Never mind. I was like, could, like, Master P to make a comeback?
Again, Pharrell right there.
But he had to put Silk on it. Silk the Shocker.
You don't have to.
Yeah, he do. Who? I mean, you can put Nia X on there.
Sure, yeah.
All right, okay. We don't see Murder. He can, no. C Murder never be on there again. Uh-huh.
I think you could just, you know, like we've all learned and grown, right? We know what's what.
Yeah.
You listen back to it. You don't have to lie about it. It wasn't good. Some was, some wasn't. You don't have to put Silk on there.
I agree.
We all know what it was.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Is that his cousin or something? It's got to be.
Who, Silk?
Yeah, it's got to be a relative.
I thought it was a brother.
It's a brother? Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, but so, I mean,
sorry,
nephew
man.
Or something. I can't remember.
We're making a new one and you're not on.
Could,
you can come to the parties.
Don't, like, that's still when it come up. Don't, you know. I got C. Murray. Well, we know C. Murray's not going to be there. But, I mean, I think that, you know, P can make a comeback.
Might.
Can Snoop Dogg make another, like, elevator groove?
That sounds realistic, yeah. Actually. Like, if we're talking about artists that could, like, old school artists that could make an album that would live up to what their peak was.
Yes, like a Miami vibe.
He could.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg?
He could.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, I mean, he's in so many different things now, but he's so affiliated with... There's your guy.
I mean, and
they got him.
And that they got him, guy.
I saw it with my own two eyes that time. That is a white guy in a Team USA jersey and a shooting sleeve the bench.
Yeah, but then the one time I thought I was going crazy, they actually got a whole steel shot of him.
Yeah, that was right. He was right there.
Yes.
He might get in this game, although they're losing.
They're losing right now.
U.S. is losing to Serbia right now.
Serbia ain't playing around with
him. They're going to have a serious... like conversation about whether or not Joel Embiid needs to really be doing this.
Yes, because Joel
Embiid can't run.
Can't run right now.
He's can't play.
Yeah, he is very, very sluggish and
just turned it over. Oh no, actually, I mean, that was a great catch by Joel.
Because the thing about it was Joel was chilling. Mm-hmm. Chilling probably somewhere on a private beach with his lady and the baby. And he's like, okay, babe, I gotta go to trials.
Gotta go to the Olympics.
Gotta
go
to the Olympics. Yeah.
It really is funny. Like, if you could compare the preparation for the guys on the basketball team, not all of them, because LeBron and some of these guys have been in the gym working like maniacs. But, like, if you take the guys that didn't, like Joel Embiid and
Anthony Davis
and Kawhi, clearly, because they sent them home, like, and compare that to what, like, the sprinters are doing right now to be in perfect peak condition for that one day for 10 seconds.
They play their way in shape. That's all it is.
I'm gonna play my way into it for the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm not going because I'm not playing my normal minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I can go out there. I can get 12 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I could do that.
What I was going to say about Snoop was he's so involved in the weed game now, mm-hmm. and it's legal. Like Willie Nelson was making big time country albums until he was very old.
Mm-hmm.
Like Snoop just make some weed stuff. You know? Be like the Black Willie.
Yeah. I mean
they're buddies.
I know. And Snoop will say Uncle Willie put him up under the table one day.
Doubt it.
Yeah, because
Willie's been smoking since Snoop was not even born.
I know. Willie was before his time.
Yeah. Willie got in a lot of trouble because he didn't used to be able to smoke. It was like 1962, and Willie's getting arrested on the side of the road because, you know, they don't really like weed that much back then.
Hippie ass Will, huh? Yeah. I like Willie.
Me too.
I like
him. Me too. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Joel not getting back on defense again.
Who is this dude right here that's cutting him up? This dude here been balling.
Young Serbian guy?
Yeah. He's been balling.
Is that Pokachevsky? Sounded real, huh?
I would have believed you.
All right. Back page brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers, celebrating Christmas in July, having 12 days of amazing deals on everything in our stores. Check us out at SalomonBrothers.com. Christmas in July. Hey, Bo.
Fun stuff from the All-Star game last night. I'm going to start out with our four All-Stars. They were all asked whose autograph you would seek if you had the chance at the All-Star game. You're going to hear from Chris Sale first, and then Max Fried is going to be at the end with a touching tribute to one of his teammates.
I'm going to ask somebody for an autograph on the National League side. Probably Ohtani, just because he's the unicorn. You don't see that ever.
Yeah.
Really. I heard Freddie call him the unicorn when he was getting on the bus today. I was like, yes, he is.
Oh, sure. Sure, Ohtani. For sure.
That's Marcel.
I think it would be Chris Sale. He's got 8 All-Stars. He's started
for
3
in,
to be able to go out there and do what he's done for the length of time that he's been able to do at such a high level. It puts into perspective on how hard to do this one time, and the fact that he's been able to do it 8 is pretty special.
There you go, Max Fried. He wants Chris Sale's autograph.
I bet he could get
well deserved too.
I bet he can get that.
Trying to think like if I because Shohei's the answer.
Yes,
Shohei's the answer. If you look at this this lineup,
yes.
And David Ortiz was there last night doing the in dugout interviews and stuff. I like a Poppy autograph.
Did you see I guess his son was drafted by the Red Sox.
Oh, really?
He was.
Ortiz, someone's so, by the Red Sox.
Oh, that's really cool. God, that's awesome. How much fun is that? Maybe Kirby Yates. I get Kirby Yates' autograph.
Why?
Two-time Why All-Star. Hero.
Anti-Jesse.
I have Marcelo Zuna's autograph.
You were trying to give it away.
Yeah.
You still trying to give it away?
Well, no, we'd play catch with it now.
Oh, okay.
But that was one of the, when we were doing the Coca-Cola Fantasy League, which is funny that comes up because we just got asked to do it again. Thank you. We will. Happily, Bo and I will do the Coke Fantasy League. We'll tell you how you could be a part of our team over the next month. But they always have different giveaways from different teams. And they had a bunch of Marcelo Zuna balls. And that was like 3 days after he got busted for DUI.
Yes, it was.
So they were like, we're not going to give any of these away. You guys want them? I was like, I'll take it. That's great.
I'm a Zuna from the Braves.
I'd love to have that. It's fun to play catch with a real Major League Baseball.
Who you playing catch with? Even one with writing on it.
My brothers are in town.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like,
Jack likes to play catch these days.
Yeah, you really throwing a hard ball at the baby. Huh?
Yeah, you gotta learn. Toughen up.
Gotta learn.
Toughen up, bro.
Playing catch is a lot of fun.
Gotta learn.
Really is.
So speaking of Shohei, I think probably my most favorite moment of the entire All-Star game last night, they had Aaron Judge and Juan Soto mic'd up in the outfield. Aaron Judge is talking about how Shohei is rehabbing from Tommy John surgery while hitting .316 with 30 home runs. Shohei comes up to the plate at that point and says to Aaron Judge, "Watashi no biro amotit."
Man, it's incredible. You know what he does year in and year out. And then you think about this year where he's recovering from Tommy John surgery and he's hitting .316, 30 homers. It's just incredible.
It's a small ball right back to right field. Soto doesn't even move. Ohtani has homered in the All-Star game.
Pretty awesome moment as Shohei on command hits a home run.
The funny thing,
Watashi no biro amotit means hold my beer in Japanese.
Well done.
How long did it take you to do that?
Only about 10 minutes. So nobody gets offended out there if I completely butchered that saying.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, you tried. I like the fact that you tried. No, that was 10 minutes well spent. First Dodger to hit a home run in the All-Star game since Mike Piazza, 96.
Wow.
That's a long time
ago. That's a long damn time
ago. And it was the first time a rookie started the game since Nomo the year before that.
Yeah, I remember.
In 95 when Nomo started. Paul Skeens last night started. So some old school 90s baseball history, sort of.
On to SEC Media Day. So somebody caught up with Brian Kelly, LSU head coach, last night and asked him, what do you want to do at Tiger Stadium this year?
Scoring a load of touchdowns.
That's right. I mean, they got the quarterback.
Yep. They do.
They got the quarterback.
You like Nussmeier?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah. I do. I think he's not. Well, obviously, there's not too many people to say that after Jaden, but I mean, the dude is he's sneaky athletic, man. But he's accurate as hell.
He's got a cannon,
and he can pipe it.
Yeah,
he can pipe. And now my thing is, and it's hard to say who's going to replace who at LSU because LSU, if they ain't got a problem, they ain't got a problem getting corners. And they ain't got no problems getting receivers.
Yeah.
So, they'll be fine in that department.
And quarterbacks.
And they
lately.
Got Mason. They got Mason, who's, Mason. Yeah, Mason's tight end, so yeah.
Yeah, and they always have dudes on the defensive line. Yeah, I mean.
They got the best offensive tackle in ball, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're going to
figure out a way to unleash Harold Perkins.
And that was going to be the question right there. Let him go.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Should not be a problem.
Because that guy's a monster. Just
let him go out there
and let him get to
run
the quarterback.
After a freaking quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes.
One more from SEC Media Days. Kirby Smart was asked how his wife, Mary Beth's, been spending her time while he's out of town chasing down football rings.
So she is a huge Taylor Swift fan and took my twins there and said, if you're going to go all around the world playing baseball, I'm going to go to Amsterdam and enjoy Taylor Swift, which she's a big fan of.
Now, I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift did a lot of tour dates in the continental United States. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to go to Amsterdam and see Swift.
That's just paid.
Boss move.
That's just money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Highest paid coach in college football, man.
I mean, yeah, baby. Hey, baby, because remember last year he didn't take it to France.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't take it to France last year because the baseball tournament in Mississippi.
Right.
When he went
that was their France.
Yeah, that was their France. Yeah. Hell no.
He was like, we were in, we were in Biloxi, Mississippi or something like that. We were supposed to be in Paris. Yeah, so, yes.
Yeah,
you go to Amsterdam, take the girls. You see Taylor Swift? Sounds like an awesome time.
Sounds like a blast.
Taylor Swift fans?
Great way to
like
kill
fun.
Some time.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
On to NBA Summer League. So Bronny James is out there hustling. Bronny James just won the NBA Summer League Call of Duty tournament, because that's exactly what he needs to be focused on right now, and won himself $10,000. Congratulations. He beat Grant Williams in the finals.
Okay. I was going to say, what positive, because he's not been playing great.
He has not been playing great at all. From the looks of it, he hadn't even been trying.
Well, he's been trying, I don't think he's working his way into it.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown was there last night with his lady and Angel Reese.
Yeah, they were walking. Like, and I'm not saying nothing is nothing, but I asked my wife, all right, because his lady and Angel Reese grabbed each other's hands and walked off the court together. Mm-hmm. I asked my wife, I said, do you hold any of your girlfriend's, your friend's hands like that? And she was like, no, we don't do that. So maybe it's just a you thing. I don't know. But I was like, damn, Jaylen, you winning, huh?
That's what I thought. I was exactly.
Like, damn, Jaylen, you winning, huh?
Yeah.
Ursher also
you see Sam
spotted.
Cassell sneaking hugs?
Sam Cassell think he's slick.
Old-ass Uncle Sam.
That's what it was. That old-ass. No, because ain't your real uncle. That's your play uncle.
Yeah.
Old-ass. Like, your daddy friend, by all of you.
That wants to hug your girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Sam
you don't
Cassell.
Get your damn hands off my woman?
You're not sneaky, Sam.
Yeah, don't be doing all that. Sam was hugging the hell. Sam, I don't think they're that close either.
It seemed like it.
Sam
was, are they related? It
Sam
seemed like they're related.
Sam was hugging the hell out of Angel Reese yesterday. You gonna get your dirty old ass on me?
He did. He looked like a dirty
he
old
like
man.
A dirty old man.
He was hugging her like a dirty old man
smiling,
at the cookout.
Smiling and hugging her. Like, yeah. How you doing, sugar? Yeah. How you doing, sugar? Get out of here, Sam. You ain't slick.
You know, Sam Cassell's one of the weird guys that, like, he's a weird-looking guy.
Yes.
But looks, like, less weird in bad shape. You know, like, when he was in the NBA and he was all NBA skinny,
okay.
He looked more like E.T.
Yeah.
Now he just kind of looks like normal weird.
I mean, but Sam's the point guard on the all-ugly team now, right?
He is the point guard on
the
all-ugly team.
He's the point guard on all-ugly team.
He is.
Yeah. Anchored by Tyrone Hill.
Tyrone Hill's, he's a power forward. Who got Popeye Jones
probably
on the wing.
Yeah.
These are some Calvin, do you remember Calvin Booth?
No.
Okay, look him up.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, Reggie Evans.
Don't be talking about Reggie.
Yeah, he'll goose you.
Yeah, don't be talking about Reggie.
He'll sneak your, All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the we'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Hey, at 1:20, we're going to do it. People have been wanting us to do it for years. We haven't done it since COVID.
What?
It's coming up at 1:20.
Hey, where am I?
We're going home.
Uh-oh.
We're broadcasting now. We got a pack of football cards. We're going to open them up. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.